Hi, everybody.
Everybody. Hello.
Hello. Ist Kirsten missing heute, today? Think so.
Have a recollection that she mentioned she'd be on holiday, but I can stand to be corrected.
Hunting through Slack.
Ah, there she is.
Ah.
Great. Hi.
I need to start us off with an announcement, if I can. I am changing jobs to a non-folio library, hopefully for now. We'll see how that goes. I'm taking a job at Binghamton University, which isn't too far from Ithaca. But leaving Cornell September 10th, which might make me ineligible to be the folio manager, but probably at least not that useful as the folio manager.
And what are you doing there?
I will be Senior Assistant Dean for Collections and Technology Services. So, some of what I do now, plus a bunch more stuff, and at a smaller library in terms of staff, but it's a good size research university still, and should be really interesting. But they're an all-on library too, which is new.
Quite interesting. Yeah, congrats. Thank you.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
I mean, we will heavily miss you.
I've been doing this a long time, but I told them that's where I'll find the time to do the rest of their job.
Oh.
We'll look forward to you bringing them on over into Folio.
Exactly. You're just
Yeah.
one job.
The
Okay.
job may have some influence at the SUNY, the State University of New York, technology planning level, but I don't know how much, and it'll probably be a while before I know how much and have any of it. So, and I don't know
Chelsea,
where they are in their contract right now. But.
that's really exciting. I think everyone's processing. That's just such a huge loss for us and such a huge gain for Binghamton.
You have 6 months to bring them to Folio.
Yeah.
There. See, yeah, I just needed some orders.
It's a real shame, though, because I really liked Wolfcons, and now what are we going to
Who's going to do it?
It'll still happen. It'll just be terrible.
Good
No,
to
I'm
see.
actually planning to continue my OLF involvement.
Great.
Some aspects of Wolfcon planning and other things there is, and Binghamton's good with that. But Folio in particular, I will presumably have to
What are they
learn
running?
stuff.
Alma?
Pardon?
What are they
They're
running?
on ALMA. It's a
It's a
full
hard
State
job.
University of New York contract.
Okay, that's hard. Oh, Jesse, that's a wonderful message for you personally, and such a sad message for the community.
I think you'll all do fine. Well, so.
But continuing with OLF, that's incredibly
Wonderful.
generous and optimistic, and for us, and we can wean ourselves away.
And they're toying with open software and things like that there, and we'll see what they're into.
So there's a good a new start in integrating the GoKB into the Alma network.
Possibly. We'll see what we
Was an Ex Libris table at WolfCon in 23, right? Like,
And there might be again
and
this year.
and 24.
In 24, I just didn't go in 24, so.
They're paying for a sponsorship again. And I haven't heard whether they're officially sending anybody or not.
They definitely hold down the awkward side of the room.
One of the most exciting parts, or less stressful and exciting parts of WolfCon 24 was that their banner got sent to the British Museum instead of the Senate House. And it took a day and a half to find out where it went and get it. And we were surprised that the British Museum gave it back because they're not known for that.
But you needed to give it back after the conference to integrate it into the collection, right?
Right. It's now hung right above a pyramid.
Oh, good.
But we presumably have an agenda for today.
I have okay, Caitlin.
Well, no, I was just going to say kind of. I mean, we made the resolution. We met last week. We said we wanted to get to a new schedule, and we wanted to try it out this week. And that's as much as I had. And I did not have a chance to review the document that you sent Kirsten. So we can start out there.
So that as this is the normal officers meeting, I feel a little bit awkward to now spend all your others' time, but I know that Jesse had questions on our, and maybe it's a good idea to show you our what should I say, our central paper where everything goes to, where we are working with. I'm sharing my screen, I think it's the easiest way to do so. So here is more or less everything put down in short, and Jesse and others, or I don't know exactly, we have some questions here in, and I thought it's maybe helpful to go through it and clarify what is meant by that. Kat and Jesse, is that correct? And Jesse, you are maintaining another document which looks a little bit different like this. So we wanted to clarify if this is a good idea to have this other document stored somewhere else, or if we merge them.
I think it would be better to merge and have one place where this information is. Once a year for WolfCon, we need to be able to generate registration codes for WolfCon that requires us knowing the current membership and their membership level. So I think I just went to an old version of this first to produce my
Maybe would it
list
be a
this.
good idea before you leave that we can maybe add a second sheet here, or a third sheet for oh, I think someone already tried that here, but it's maybe not recent, to keep all the information for WolfCon and for the membership in one sheet. And this is available for all community council members. We can open it up for the chairs of the other councils, and so then we all have access and to the OLF, whatever is needed if necessary. Is that okay? Okay, then I would walk us through the little yellow triangles here. So here's one thing. That is an update. So we should simply update the numbers, correct? They're not paying $139 EBSCO, but 60,000.
Just
Oh, oh.
real quick, just want to jump in and ask, and I'm sorry, Jess, if you mentioned this, but what is the timeline for your exit?
My last day at Cornell is September 10th
Okay.
this year. So I will be at WolfCon, though I'll have a, I don't know what my name tag will say.
Hopefully, Jesse.
I'll take Simeon's instead.
So, do we need to agree upon that in the next community council meeting, we are asking for a new folio manager?
What so I was going to I just in Slack suggested that we talk about the process for naming a manager. What has the process been so far?
The process so far was that everyone in the councils reached out to other people, and it was more or less agreed that it is someone from America, from the USA, because the person needs to sign the MOUs, and that is maybe, no one really checked that, but it was seen as clear that this needs to be, from the legal standpoint, someone, yeah, in America, not from Germany or somewhere else.
And should be from a institution, not a vendor, not a commercial.
Not a vendor and not a non-member. So maybe a call to the members list would already be a good idea.
I'm happy to show whoever takes it up the various manager roles, which are not many, but they're.
Yeah.
There are a few.
And normally we walk every new officer through all three parts of our duties, so give a good overview. So the difficult thing is to find a volunteer.
And then if we have we ever had a choice where it's been more than one volunteer?
Not so far.
That has not happened until today. But it's, I think it is the duty of the community council to pick a person. There's no election procedure or something like that.
Great.
Okay, so we have this one. Let's finish this quickly. The question here with Grand Valley State is that they are not paying anything, but it's said that they are offering an FTE worth $45,000. And already in 2024, it was asked if this is still the case. I really tried to reach out to someone there. And since recently, we have a new contact, maybe it's worth asking that contact, because the old contact never answered. And the question is if anyone in the room is aware of that they are having a person somewhere in a team. No one?
I would have to ask my network, who's more involved in the SIGs. I don't know off the top of my head.
So,
Do we know the nature of the FT contribution, like what role they were intending to fill?
nothing. We know nothing, and I'm very long here and already, and I have never heard about someone, but yeah, maybe they are working with an EBSCO team or something like that.
And it's not spelled out in their MOU, I believe, right? Like with a name or anything.
No one ever checked if they ever provided that FTE. So, shall I reach out?
Yes, please do.
Okay. And anything else open? This is Michigan State. And they are paying, normally supporting is 5,000, and they paid a lot more, but not enough for the next level. And they lowered now to 10,000, correct? So we need to cor simply just correct this. And then we have MOL, that they are providing 20 hours a week manpower. No one knows who that is. It's the same going, but I think I would expect an answer from Margot Sata. So I would reach out to her as well. I would imagine that this is true. because they are very engaged. Any issues with that?
Oh.
No
That's it.
issues, but it would be interesting. And Kristen, I think you've raised this before, just quantifying or not or qualifying who these people are and what they're doing would be really helpful.
Yeah, I would really ask for names and roles so that we can address those people. That's it. That was this small exercise we needed to go through. And Jesse, you have access to this, correct? So you can add your a sheet or a spread a tab with the Wolfcon information.
I think so. I'm going to double check right now. I do. And it might even just what I need may just be a column on the main tab.
Then please simply add that.
We pretty much use this short name as the code, except for Texas A&M, which we learned the ampersand does not work in the code.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
Then we should do this like this.
So we have to change the name of Texas A&M.
I did already.
The plus
TA.
might be a problem still in, because it ends up, I think, in a URL and causes it a problem.
TAMU is a really common abbreviation for Texas A&M.
I know, but if I'm changing it to Tamu, I need to change some at some other places.
Sure. Yeah, I'm just.
I consider it.
And we can, I can make a separate column that's the code, which will in most cases be the same, but maybe a
That's
character.
good. Yeah, I mean, some of the short names were simply they are so old. They were born out of various minds by, yeah, I don't know. Just one question, maybe the skill to Mongoose Budapest. They never reacted, and the last one who had a task was Christopher, who never came back. I don't know how long we should let them sit here as a candidate. I already crossed it because I'm always very, very careful before I'm deleting someone. But this sits here since, I don't know since when. Yeah, since 2024, October 2024, and we have not heard back. And the last check was in June this year. Just to inform you, I can let that sit until the next fiscal year change. I think then we can simply delete them. They are not on the list somewhere. And I'm pretty sure that Missouri will come back. They need some time. They already announced that. And in this, and with this, I'm ready with this one. And I pasted the link into the chat so you can all check if you have access. This is the central heart of our membership organization.
I can get in. And I'm sorry to belabor it. This may be a naive question, but I'll state it anyway. Is right now for the MOUs, we take money and or in-kind contributions?
We have one level that is the, always need to look it up, this contributing level that's still existing. Or am I, I'm not absolutely sure. Let me check. We changed that on over the years.
Aha, so it wasn't a silly question.
No,
Thank
it
you,
definitely
Kirsten.
not. You
You
catched
make me feel
me.
better.
You catched me. No, it's still existing. So we have, you can look it up. We have a contribution partner level. That means 20 hours a week person power is the minimum you need to contribute. Here it is.
And someone used a thesaurus when they originally designed these, and I can never get straight. I always think empowering is better than enabling, you know, from a psychological standpoint.
I don't have a clue who ever.
I'm not suggesting we change it at all.
No one, I really don't know where this all this wording is coming from. Definitely not from me, not from the German person in the room.
We should not seriously think about replacing all of these with German names that are indecipherable to
Would
North
be the
Americans.
same non-saying things. So let's keep it. Otherwise, we need to change
And
all the MOUs.
do our and then I guess maybe more importantly, are the contributing partners eligible for all of the benefits, like I guess election?
I think they have one free registration.
Right, and one small logo.
And that was the reason, because when we changed that is not so long ago. Let it be 2 years or so. That's why I try to check if they are really contributing, because they are getting this free
Right.
registration and ticket. And I it was not possible to check it. And I run it through community council and chairs picked it up somehow or not. And then so I think it's important to pick it up again. And if we don't have an echo there, I think there are no partners, no members. That's exactly those discussions this meeting is for, because we shouldn't have that in the big circle from the first in the first go.
I'm going to
And
add
then I'm
Jeremy and Jen to the document, but I suspect I should add them to a folder higher up than that gets them access to everything.
yeah,
Is it
please do.
appropriate to add them to the community council folder, or drill down further?
There is a members MOU folder where everything is in. That is maybe a good choice if
If it'll let me share that, I will. Yeah, that's good. So,
Jesse, I'm putting my Gmail in the chat too. Can you go ahead and add that to everything? My lock.gov email does not work with Google. Thank you.
all right.
And I just looked it up. Our current website or the wiki does say that contributing members are eligible for election to councils.
Yeah, they are.
Yes.
And Jeremy, what's your best Google address?
Puff at tamu.edu. I was told there was no chance that I could secure just Huff without my first initial. And I decided that everybody was told that and I should just go for it. And it worked.
Huff at tamu.edu. All right, you three are now added to the member MOUs folder.
Thank you.
That
Thanks a
was
lot,
a
Tom.
folio manager
Great.
job right there. If you're looking for a job description for it.
Can I, since we're talking about members on the August 25th CC meeting, we'll be inviting the two newest members, Missouri and the other one, right, to come say a few words, as we talked about last time. Is there a process outlining who's doing what? Because I must, maybe Paul tracked it better than I do. All I know is that we're going to be welcoming them, but I don't. Are who is sending the invitation?
Normally, I'm sending some introductory lines to them with the email that's sending back the MOU when it's finally signed, giving them your contact data. So the contact data to the chairs and pointing them to you. to make an appointment for a visit in the community council. And of course, it's up to the member to do this or not. If they are not doing it, you can decide if you would like to reach out on your own. But we don't do it before they haven't signed the MOU. So at right now, it's just the, what was the name of this college? Missouri has not signed yet. Mobius has signed, and I'm not sure there's another new one who never showed up at community council, I think. That is something with an N. Notre Dame Hesburgh Library.
Great.
So they received this invitational email already in June. Mobius in July, 25th of July. And yeah, we are waiting for Missouri.
Aaron Bales reached out to me when they were considering going with Folio. Would it be appropriate for me to reach out? This is from Notre Dame. To just like reach out and do a checkup and say, by the way, did you get a member invite? Like, do we do that? You're saying yes.
I would, if you ask me, I would strongly recommend reaching out to the new members, and it's always appropriate because they are lost in somehow. And if there's not a WolfCon where they can see the community after shortly after they joined, it's always good when someone is reaching out.
Okay, so I'll take that action item. I'll reach out to Aaron and just offer some greetings and also check and see if they received it, if they have any questions.
Yeah.
And it
Well,
sounds like.
normally I'm putting the PC and the CC chairs in copy when I'm sending out those invitations, and I will add Jen as well
Yeah.
because I have an email list where I'm named Folio officers and chairs, and I'm simply putting this email list in CC so you all know what's going on.
Yeah, that seems good, especially because if we do get more people doing that contributing level, it seems like one thing we could consider is pinning them down on what kind of resource. And then that, like, if they're giving a PO, then they might connect with the product council. But if they're giving a developer, they might connect with technical council, so that we can actually keep track of those people.
What I'm normally doing if I have knowledge about a developer or a technical person that is provided to the community, I'm pointing them to the release manager, to the release management group for onboarding.
Okay, and I just joined that group as the TC liaison, so.
Yeah, that's true. Thanks, Tom, for that's really helpful. If someone else, I always try to, I'm moderating and I'm writing down. This is great. Always already an improvement. Someone else is taking the notes.
Great.
Anything more we need to consider? I can already announce that I'm not there next time. I'm on holiday. Okay, and I can't give everything I can't do to Jesse. So Kat, I would grab you. That okay? If something comes in during my holiday, I would pass it on to you.
Yeah, you can pass it on to me. You have to use the folio at treasurer.edu. Or I'm sorry, folio. You
I
know the right
always
email. Sorry, I need to eat lunch. I apologize.
And I'm happy to keep fulfilling these duties. I mean, at least till September 10th, but if they need to be extended a little bit longer, I mean, legally, I guess that starts to get questionable if I'm not from a member library, but I'm happy to help, particularly if you got somebody I need to train or show the ropes to or anything like that.
That's great.
Jesse, would you think, how broadly have you announced this yet, and how would you like us to not talk or talk about it?
It is no longer a secret, like, so it can go out to the world, though I guess it's actually this week that Binghamton is announcing it to their staff and things. So so it's okay to share, particularly as needed to sort of work through any of these issues. And I'll make a broader announcement in Slack and things like that as soon as Binghamton's done their site. Otherwise, they may still just say, no, don't bother coming.
And would you mind, I put a link in Slack to the best page I could find on the wiki, and the only one about what the officers do. Would you mind augmenting that with like workload or kind of duties?
Nope, not at all. I'll take care of that. One weird duty that got added was putting a calendar together for product council, but using the manager's Gmail account.
I think,
but that now has a life of its own,
right? And I've got editing privileges, so we could probably take over, take that over.
But we figured the manager account helps give it future proof it a bit as PC change, and we hand off the manager credentials to others. Okay. And Peter Marie can generate password resets and things like that to make sure we hand off those accounts as needed, like even if I were to disappear suddenly.
Okay.
Peter can fix it.
Yeah, that's good. I remember that we run into a bit of a problem because we all lost our passwords in the first run, and then no one could access this email address.
Awesome. So, thank you all.
I need to go to the next meeting. So see you all in 8 weeks. Have a good starting phase for everything in councils.
Thank you.
Bye.
See Thank you.
Bye bye.
So I think that there's a question of whether we have additional business to discuss as chairs or whether we adjourn here. We have outstanding action items from last week.
Okay, but they better be really outstanding.
Oh, well, I'm saying I'm acknowledging we haven't done all the stuff from last week, but do we need to talk about it right now? I'm putting it to the group. Tom, thank you for putting together this agenda. Do you want to walk through these things?
Sure. I just did that during the first half hour. And most of this is just carry over, I think. Think everything we talked about last time. Have you the tri-council meeting? I think the agenda doc is there, so if people can populate that before the 28th, that would be perfect. I guess one question that has some urgency is how far are you on confirming availability and times for your council members for Friday, September 26th?
We asked them, and I think that we are, Jeremy, what do you think? I think I gave them a deadline of Wednesday to let us know. And I don't believe we got any hard protestations.
Yeah, it does. At least the impression I got is we kind of have a lazy consensus on the PC that we're fine with the proposed time swap.
Yeah, I think we are too.
Here was we've still a couple of people to respond, but definitely a cluster available that are no longer available in the afternoon. About half of the CC members that have replied look like they'll be able to make it.
Should we consider having a very early meeting, or like for CC purposes, would it be helpful for you to just shift your meeting a little bit earlier or meet over lunch, something like that? Is there a problem that we're trying to solve or no?
I guess we should confirm, are we going to have, it was, I thought it was floated but not determined that we'll have tri-council meeting first and then individual council later. Do we want to confirm that we'll have tri-council first, or do we want to do the traditional schedule?
I would endorse tri-council first, based on our conversations with the PC.
Yeah, me too.
Also sounds good to me.
Me too.
All right. And then do we want to do 9 to noon for tr full 3 hours?
I haven't done enough tri-council meetings to get a sense of what works and doesn't work. Is 3 hours, is that good?
It's what we've done before. I think we'll probably likely be able to make good use of the time.
My experience, the three councils, once they get going, could probably fill up any amount of time.
All right, so we're confirming confirmed 9 a.m. 9 to noon will be tri-council. And then 1 to 4 will be individual councils as they can and will. Great. And then the last topic, Caitlin, you had mentioned was the, well, we had talked about better communications overall. And you had mentioned the test meeting summary. I don't know if we want to get back into that or if we would like to defer that topic.
I have an update in that I put it on the PC agenda and we didn't get to it. So I was going to actually have an action item today that I wanted to kind of share that with the PC via chat. I think that we're actually the appropriate place to launch that because we can ask SIGs to start doing it and see if the model works and extend it from there. I mean, I think the model will work. I think that it's just a question of kind of socializing it and getting people to update their upcoming meeting topics. We had a, I can't recall what the meeting topic was on last Thursday that Jeremy, maybe you remember, like every other comment was, when does that meet? Oh, we were trying to assign new liaisons. And
Yeah.
everyone's like, when does that meet? When does that meet? How often do you know? And just, I think it would be valuable to have some indication of upcoming meeting topics, but just having one page where we can see where all of the meeting information for SIGs, I think might be really helpful. So the action item is I will follow up with the PC and hopefully we'll start rolling that out with SIGs, and anyone else who would like to adopt that model can do it too.
Also, would be a great thing to point, like we have these incoming new member organizations. It'd be a great thing to be able to point them at to kind of get oriented in, this virtual space that the Folio community lives in.
I'm curious if there are other ideas, kind of quick wins to improve communication, with the community. Things that might have come up in our last meeting or things that people have been thinking about.
We could unleash AI on the meeting transcripts that we have each week and have like a digest distributed out to the community of like hot topics.
I think that would be really interesting. I technically have an institutional prohibition against using generative AI, but I think if I use it in the capacity of a Folio member and not Library of Congress staff, I would be okay.
I'm going to support doing this until AI hallucinates some quote from me that's like really inflammatory and distributes it in the digest.
So I think this was aligned with what you just said, Jeremy. I do, there's so much information. I think weekly, well, I had been thinking a monthly cadence would be helpful. Here are the major things that have happened in the last month in across Folio. And I was thinking human curation or production. Rather than AI, but maybe there's different audiences. I'm not sure that's oppositional. And if the AI summary works, we could maybe pull from that. Do you have an idea about how to do a monthly or how to do a weekly digest?
I mean, this idea from my perspective is like 30 seconds old. It just, so I haven't spent a lot of time thinking about it. I do. I mean, the fact that we have all the recordings on hand and the transcripts get dumped also to me means that it would be imminently doable to, create some kind of AI pipeline for that. Outside of that, if we were to do something like, that wasn't AI driven, I think you would have to impose on all the people conducting these meetings to pass forward some kind of like a digest at regular intervals based on their meeting notes, to get those compiled together.
I have also thought often that it would be great to have some kind of like a newsletter or digest. I think starting with lower frequency is a good place to start out and seeing how it goes before we kind of overcommit. But I think reflecting, especially with some of the stuff going on in the PC, reflecting, like soliciting feedback and then reflecting that change back to people, both so they're informed, but they see their role in the community and the impact that they make could really be helpful.
There is the Open Library Foundation has previously sent out quarterly newsletters, which prominently featured major developments from projects, including Folio. That had tailed off, but there's interest in reviving that, and I think some capacity among the marketing group to be able to do that on a more regular basis. But if people were feeding them nuggets, I believe they would have the ability to do some editorial work, which is, in my experience, about half of the job of pulling things out, mostly trying to solicit a nugget from people that have something to say but don't think about how they should say it.
At the very least, I mean, there's so many meetings across so many different groups, but at the very least, doing a digest just across the three councils meetings, which, the people in this meeting could commit to trying to, send those nuggets forward. That seems like a doable place to start.
I agree. So, are we saying that we, as this tri-council group, are going to commit to identifying key topics that should go into a quarterly newsletter distributed by OLF?
Who on the OLF side of things would we need to get buy-in for this to work?
Rachel Fadlon is the chair of the communications group.
Seems like a good next step would be for us all to, gut check whether or not we want to go through with this, and then also reach out and see if they're willing to kick back up the newsletter idea.
Might there be a difference in granularity or audience between what OLF is going for in the quarterly newsletter and the kind of things that we're imagining need to be communicated on the community level? I don't know how important, I think that using existing structures is really the way to go on this, but also maybe it would help to like mock up based on some of the things that are going on now what we would put in a newsletter and decide the best path for it.
Would it be low enough overhead to start either a Google Doc or a Wiki page where we could try to accumulate bullet points that might come from council meetings or discussions?
I would suggest a wiki page would be the best place for that because we could very easily, you can even, I mean, there's some ways you can automate in Confluence. Because then, if we did not go with an OLF newsletter, it would probably be a wiki page that we'd be using for this information, right? Don't know. I'm guessing.
I think a wiki is even better, and the Folio Wiki is the right place for this, Caitlin. I totally agree. So, and it would be standalone, even if it's just draft points. There would be some value to it, and we can. Why don't Does it? Well, I don't know exactly where this would go. Maybe there's already a space. But would it, if we start one, can we play with it and enter some things over the next month and see what it looks like? Maybe do an assessment at WolfCon or around or after WolfCon?
I think that sounds great. And also this tri-council meeting that we have is also kind of I mean, it'd probably be similar agenda topics to or content to what we would want to put. It's a good time to be thinking about it.
I guess the only thing that I'm wondering about is, and maybe, well, I don't know if we're going to still talk to the marketing people or not, is like the audience, just how much interest there is in meeting summaries, like versus content that's more like, here's the things that are coming up and stuff that you can do, and here's a spotlight on a community member, I guess I'm just wondering about like the level of engagement, like what we're aiming for. Like, is it to feel like friendly and come do this stuff, or like dry, here's what we've been doing? I mean, maybe it's both, I don't know.
Yeah, I feel that. I mean, I think we get a lot of like kind of point by point, here's what was said in these meetings. Like I think that we as a community, I do think we do a pretty good job of putting that information out into the world with the recordings and the meeting notes and so if it is about what we're currently working on, I would like it not to be that granular and kind of more the identification of like kind of tentpole topics that seem to be, in my experience, that is usually the case. Usually there's about four things that the community seems to really be thinking about or talking about. And it just seems like it would be good to be able to give voice to the fact, rather than relying on everyone's intuition to identify what those topics are.
Jeremy, did you say tentpole topics?
I did. I don't know if that's
I'm
a
not,
great
it's the first time I've heard it. I'm from context clues. I think that sounds exactly right to me. I really like it.
Great. So maybe a goal this month can be to identify our tentpole topics, start putting some things in there, create a page and start playing with it. Does that sound?
Caitlin, that was great. Goal for the month. Can you say
I did.
that again?
All right. How about I'll volunteer to create a wiki page unless you want to do it, Tom.
I would
You okay?
love to see what you do.
Great. I'll create a wiki page, and if we could all as chairs, maybe as we're going over meeting notes, try to identify some tentpole topics and things that you would want to communicate out, and we'll look at it at our next meeting, see what's there, decide whether we should, distribute it. I get it, like it's whether we need to rethink the context and delivery of it, or whether that's enough.
That sounds great. And I think I've captured that in the notes for today.
Thank you.
I'm going to go look up tentpole topics and see what it tells me. But I'll just imagine it is what I think it is because it's exciting. Okay.
Sounds good. So our next meeting is, is it Labor Day? No.
No, we've shifted to second, right?
That's right. Okay.
Eight.
Second Monday to complete the
Yeah.
sentence, please.
There we go.
I'm a tentative participant in all meetings after this, kind of for the next few weeks. I'm going to try to check in as I can, but don't be surprised if I'm not around.
We got you, Jeremy.
Awesome.
Okay. So we are all going to fill in our topics for the Tri-Council meeting and also start filling in these tentpole topics.
That's
I'll
great.
set up the wiki page today.
Fantastic.
Awesome.
Great to see you all.
Take care.
Bye, folks.
Take care. Thanks.